There was a time when a king called Rias ruled the city of Athens. Orpheus, you must prove yourself to Princess Marius if you wish to marry her. You must find the magic ring, but who knows what might be lurking in the bushes or under the rocks, warned the king. Here is something that might help you on the way. A helmet? What's that going to do? Shouted Orpheus. This is no ordinary helmet. This helmet can make you run as fast as a cheetah. You will know how to use it when the time comes. Orpheus packed his equipment, strolled to the boat, and then set off on his dangerous journey. The clear blue sky had faded into cloud, then grey cloud, and then just mist, which spread wide across the sea and covered the floor like an enormous floating carpet. Orpheus had arrived at the rocky beach right next to a vertical cliff with a dark cavern in the middle. Orpheus had not brought climbing gear, but luckily Orpheus had brought the helmet. Orpheus put it on and ran straight at the cliff. He just ran straight up the cliff to the cavern. As Orpheus approached the grey mysterious gloomy cavern, he was hit by a foul stench which seemed to be coming from the back of the blood-curdling cavern. He could hear the sound of sloshing water and metal scraping on stone. Orpheus could see the dangerous dagger-like spikes coming out of the slime that appeared to be covering the floor. The spikes struck at him, but narrowly missed. Orpheus saw the mysterious beast. Orpheus viciously struck back with his sword. He chopped it in half, and green liquid trickled out of the monstrous beast. The creature that had a worm-like tail had stopped moving. However, the head end had grown new spikes. The beast struck again. It hit Orpheus's leg. It was bleeding. Blood poured out of his leg, but Orpheus did not give up. He struck once, he struck twice. The beast was slayed, and behind the beast was a ring. Was the ring he was after. Orpheus loaded his equipment and went to the king. He said, "Now can I marry Marius? Do you have the ring?" Orpheus replied with the ring and bowed. Rias organized a feast to celebrate the marriage of Orpheus to Marius. The whole village came out to celebrate their hero.